Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday Doorbuster Deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool top load washer or Midea top freezer refrigerator for just $398. These limited-time Doorbuster Deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Pitt gets a much-needed week off. It's a banged-up football team. Goes into this bye week 4-2. We'll be with you for the next hour. We'll recap the first half of the season. The Panthers, again, 4-2. Solid start to the season. A loss they would definitely want back, and obviously a nail-biter against a very good Tennessee team that plays a big football game this afternoon against Alabama. We'll talk about this first half. We'll take your calls, 412-928-9370. Get your questions, comments, concerns. What do you think about this team? Where are they at? Where can they go? What do they need to do to get another shot in ACC championship? And I think there's cause for optimism, and there's also cause for concern. And as we go through kind of each game of the first six in this season, I think we can kind of bear out what this team needs to be the best they can be. You know, you start the year. And the West Virginia game feels like 2 years ago, but obviously the backyard brawl on September 1st was an unbelievable game, unbelievable atmosphere, you know, record setting crowd in Pittsburgh. You know, it was a 10-10 game going into half, and obviously a game that ended, you know, with the pick six by MJ Devonshire, and was just a legendary finish and one that I'll never, ever forget. And certainly the Panthers were fortunate to win that game, but did enough to do it. And a guy that really played a prominent role in that game we haven't seen since the second half of that game is Rodney Hammond. And you know, that's going to be an interesting storyline as we you know, head into Louisville next week. You know, Rodney Hammond did warm up against Virginia Tech last Saturday, did not play, didn't get any snaps. Obviously, Israel Banacanda has been the story for this Pitt team. I don't want to diminish his value. But, you know, Izzy didn't have his best night at the office against West Virginia. It was Rodney Hammond that really took the show. I mean, Hammond rushed for 74 yards, two touchdowns, and caught two passes along a 49 for 55 yards. He was 130 total yards of offense, was a spark for that Pitt team that kind of stalled. Came in trying to run the football in that game and obviously didn't do it as successfully as they wanted or as successfully as they have later this season. But, you know, when you bring Rodney Hammond back into the mix with Israel Abanikanda, man, do you have a 1-2 punch that could be scary. Because Izzy's taken a lot of hits. He's carried the football a lot. His workload has not been light, and he's handled it beautifully. I mean, his performance last Saturday, we probably should start there. You know, when you talk about this running game, 320 yards rushing, six touchdowns, a record-setting performance, eclipsing Tony Dorsett. One of the best performances I've ever seen. And to think that he did that having not really even practiced all week. I mean, he practiced later in the week. They did a very good job managing him. Obviously, didn't take any hits in practice. But he left the game against Georgia Tech and didn't play in the second half. Comes out against Virginia Tech. His first three carries go for negative 4 yards, and he goes on to rush for 320 and six touchdowns. just an all-time performance. But is that, you know, sustainable, taking 30 carries a game, you know, in today's football, especially with a guy that's been banged up before? It's going to be nice to have Rodney Hammond back to kind of formulate that 1-2 punch that I think will be very difficult for teams to handle, particularly because their running styles are so different. You know, Izzy's a very patient runner, but when he sees a hole and it forms, he can hit it and burst, and man, does he have home run capability. Rodney's a guy that, you know, he's a hit it now. But speaking of now, we got a caller on the line. Who we got? Title Man, what's up?
How you doing, Pat?
I'm doing good, Title Man. How are you?
Hey, beautiful Saturday, and a lot of good football on today, by the way, too. So it should be an enjoyable weekend. Hey, here's what I'm a little bit questioning. You know, back when it was the Steel Curtain defense, it was Joe Green and Dwight White and L.C. Greenwood. I don't think those guys sat at Don in 10 years. The only way they would sit is if somebody's leg fell off. And I'll be honest with you. First of all, our run defense hasn't been that good this year. And I wonder whether or not, you know, Cansey and Baldonado, as long as they can get out there and they can breathe, they should be on the field. I don't get this 8-10. There have been guys out there I had no idea who they were, and they might become good players someday. But, man, when you're trying to win games in the ACC, Pat, your best guy should be out there on every down.
Title Man, I appreciate the call, and it's something that, you know, I think there's really two components of what you're talking about. I think, you know, number one, you know, Charlie Partridge is really, he's got a very deep room. Obviously, they've had to stretch that depth this year because of injury. I mean, Deslon Alexander didn't play until Georgia Tech. You know, Baldonado missed a game. They've had guys, we haven't seen Deion Hayes in a while. He obviously is banged up. So they've had to go deeper into their depth chart than they thought they probably would. But they want to try to roll guys consistently and get them reps. And I think part of the issue, you mentioned the steel curtain. I mean, the game is so different, and I'm not saying that Joe Green couldn't play 80 snaps today. He probably could. I mean, he's a generational talent. But the pace at which these offenses play, nowadays you're expending so much more energy from snap to snap than you were back when you were huddling. There was a defensive huddle. There's no such thing as a defensive huddle anymore. You don't see it in college football. You may see it a little bit in the pros, but it doesn't happen. I mean, you're playing a lot of up-tempo teams. And there's also, you know, there's the ability, you see this in college football now, you know, when offenses substitute, there is a very pointed effort by defenses to also substitute. And we've seen it used actually to force timeouts. We've seen it used to force delay of games. When an offense changes personnel groupings, you'll see the defense trot a guy off the field, it seems like it takes forever, and bring a guy on, and it takes 10, 12 seconds off the play clock. That gives you a chance to get your breath, and it also gives you a chance to diagnose potentially what the opponent's trying to do. But I agree with you, your sentiment. There have been times this year in critical situations, key drives, where, again, you're trying to manage snap counts. They have so much data at their disposal from the standpoint of what a guy's, you know, workload is, how their body's feeling, all those things. We don't know all those details on game day. But there are times and drives when I've wondered, hey, why isn't eight in there? Why isn't Cansey in there? Why isn't Baldonado in there? And I'm sure, you know, part of it is getting through that first 6 weeks of the season, getting to the hard ACC play when things really start to cook up, and late in the season when guys are really banged up, you're going to really lean on those guys. And I expect to see those guys continue to be there in critical moments. But it's a great point.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
And one that's certainly not lost on me. You know, as we continue to talk about the remainder of this season, and keep the calls coming, 412-928-9370, Titleman mentioned something that we found out in that West Virginia game. And that was, this run defense hasn't been as good as Pat Narduzzi would like it to be, as good as it's been in the past. That really started with the opener against the Mountaineers, against West Virginia. C.J. Donaldson had a big day. Now, West Virginia has proven to actually run the football better than I thought they would, and they have, you know, a very veteran-laden offensive line. But Pitt has not been as good defensively against the run. And they've had these momentary lapses where there's been these big gash runs, whether it's quarterback runs, you know, with Jeff Sims for Georgia Tech, or big runs even against Rhode Island, where there have been big gash runs. And I would attribute it to a couple things. I mean, they're relying a lot on their safeties to make plays, which obviously you're then relying on, you know, one-on-one open field type tackles. And they're not getting the play from the outside linebacker position that they got a year ago with guys like Phil Campbell and Cam Bright, guys that have played a lot of football. And I think there have been spurts and stretches where this defense has played lights out. I thought they played great against Georgia Tech, save for a couple plays, and the offense didn't reciprocate. There were some times in the Virginia Tech game when Virginia Tech couldn't move the ball, or needed to move it very, very grudgingly, and the Panthers were stout defensively. But they haven't been, you know, as dominating at the line of scrimmage as we maybe thought. They're still getting a pass rush. They're still at the top of the league in sacks. They're getting after the quarterback and disrupting the pocket. But in the run game, and that really is the foundation of this defense, if the run game is a problem, if there's a threat that a team can run it on you and you can't stop it, or you can't stop it to your liking, it changes your approach. It might change your willingness to blitz. It may change how you try to blitz and yield more true one-on-one scenarios with safeties. It's already a one-on-one base defense, but you could see that run defense is something they're going to have to shore up as the season moves along, and certainly getting after the quarterback and doing so with the guys we expected to have big years. And Kalijah Kansey's having a great year. He grades out tremendously every week. He impacts the game when he's in there, even if he's not on the stat sheet. I mean, this guy's making people whiff. He's push-pulling people. He's putting people back into the quarterback or the running back. I mean, he's a high-level player. Baldonado hasn't quite hit his stride yet. I think injury has something to do with that. But he continues to make plays and has done so in big moments. But, you know, again, I expect this defense, once healthy, which really the defense has been, other than the quarterback position after the Tennessee game, the defense has been where the injuries have been the biggest issue. Once they get fully healthy, I expect them to take a big step, and they're going to need to. This Louisville team's capable offensively. Malik Cunningham, the quarterback, can run around, got to contain him. Then you go to Carolina against Drake May and Josh Downs and a high-flying Tar Heel offense that can score in bunches, and you're going to need to play well. And I expect them to do that. I've got confidence that will certainly happen. But we'll continue to kind of walk through. Who do we got? We got someone on the line? David from Lititz. Lititz, my hometown.
Expected to have big years. And Kalijah Kansey's having.
I hear myself in Lititz.
Yeah, hello, Pat. Sorry about that. Let me turn this off.
There you go.
Yeah, I mean, you're near your hometown. your Mannheim Township High School.
Yeah, Lititz, PA, 17543. Know it well.
Yep, amen, you got it. Hey, just a quick comment, I guess, and a question. My concern about this team is they seem to be very undisciplined. And we've seen really head-scratching plays, penalties throughout the year. And I know Pat, it's only half a year, but I know Pat is very disciplined himself, it seems like. But the team just does some real head-scratching things sometimes. You know, third and 11, they give up a 13-yard run, roughing the punter, a couple blocked punts, some defensive lapses. I know you got to be careful of what you say, but I'm wondering if our coaching staff is the quality of the coaches we really need.
David, it's a great question and a good point. I appreciate the call. The discipline, you know, issue has, I would say, it hasn't been unique to this year. There have been problems in years past. They were able to you know, subdue it last year, obviously. But I would say this, defensively, the way they play, and by the way, there were some roughing the passer calls last week, and both in the pick game and then in pro football. The Brady one I don't get. There have been some roughing the passers that either have or haven't been called that are crazy. But the roughing the passer in the pick game last weekend was not roughing the passer. So, but I digress. When you play an aggressive style of defense, I'm okay, and I think Pat Narduzzi is okay, with effort penalties. You know, if you're going after the quarterback 100 miles an hour and you get there a tick late, if it's an egregious late hit, you've got problems. But if you get there a tick late and get called for a roughing, or if you're playing one-on-one coverage and you get called for a PI because they throw a fade up, those things are going to happen. What is, to me, unacceptable are pre-snap penalties offensively, are special teams penalties, multiple blocks in the back, roughing the punter, an egregious roughing the punter. Those are discipline problems, and those need to be addressed. And I can promise you, one of the things about a bye week that happens, David, is you have a lot of time to evaluate yourself and to look in the mirror and identify where your problems are. I mean, that roughing the punter penalty against Georgia Tech costs 40 yards of field position in a tight football game. Those things change momentum significantly. So you bring up a really good point. It's something that I know Pat Narduzzi will evaluate. It's something that's really critical, especially when your margin for error isn't too wide, and something they'll have to address moving forward this season if they're going to make a run at a coastal championship and a chance at Charlotte.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday doorbuster deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool top load washer or Midea top freezer refrigerator for just $398. These limited time doorbuster deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.